Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Required. Call for details.
What could be better than Ciabella's menu of hand-selected wines, local craft beer, and specialty cocktails? Our happy hour. Join us in the bar Sunday through Thursday from open to 7, where we offer discounts on draft beer, house wine, well liquor, and a bar menu loaded with amazing Italian and Greek-inspired small dishes. Why limit happy to an hour? Come see us at Ciabella Italian Grill today or check us out at ciabellamemphis.com.
Hey, Tron, there's one thing in the world that I love more than anything else, and that thing is golf, especially at Windyke Country Club. What do you like the best?
Well, actually, I love the greens. I love the fairways. The staff is outstanding.
And Windyke also has a joining special right now. New reduced-fee weekday memberships. Check it out. And a new exclusive Memphis program that gives members access to over 400 courses worldwide. Make that call today.
Country Club.
901-754-1888.
What's happening around your home when you're asleep or when you're away? Now's a great time to add security cameras from Phrase Protection. With mobile apps, you can see what's going on anytime from any place. At Phrase, you'll get the latest security technology at affordable pricing, backed by the award-winning Phrase Service Department right here in Memphis. Mention this radio ad and you'll get 10% off your next equipment purchase. For the latest in home security, it's Phrase Protection.
Call 755-1800.
We're all excited for spring and summer to get here, but warm weather can cause unsightly weeds and algae to grow in your pond. Aquatic Control has over 50 years of experience managing lakes and ponds just like yours. From vegetation control to fountains and aeration systems or even fish management, Aquatic Control is a one-stop shop for your lake or pond needs in the Mid-South. Call their Memphis location at 901-779-3059 or visit aquaticcontrol.com for more information and to schedule your free consultation.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name's Gary Parish. Brad Carson's in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. You're getting through the day with no obstacles, no disruptions.
A day lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you listened to me for pretty much all of the past year when I told you that if you remove one coaching staff and inserted another one with the Memphis men's basketball program, that the money situation would take care of itself because we now have confirmation via our buddy Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show. Reported on it earlier today, commercialappeal.com. I'll give you the details momentarily, but first, very quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, J.B. Bickerstaff is the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, officially hired last week, introduced today at a press conference inside FedEx Forum. J.B. Bickerstaff is going to join me in about 20 minutes. We'll chop it up with the new Grizzlies coach. When I finish that, I'll do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, King James led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 113-112 win in overtime in Toronto last night. So the Cavs are 1-0 in that series and now minus 135 on the money line to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to get into that at 4:44. After the game was over, Drake acted like he wanted to fight Kendrick Perkins, which seems unwise for a variety of reasons. Yeah. I'll tell you about that a little later on this hour. Steph Curry got 28 points last night in his return. Helped the Warriors take a 2-0 lead over the Pelicans. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Draymond Green wants Charles Barkley to shut up. Seems unlikely to happen, but it has created a nice little player media member back and forth. We'll get into that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always. And then at 5:30, being a Washington Redskins cheerleader seems like a good way to end up in creepy situations. Wild story in the New York Times earlier today. We'll get into that. Then we'll do dinner to go. And then we'll call it a day. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with Memphis basketball because, like I said, Jeff Calkins has an interesting story posted, commercialappeal.com, and because also tonight will be a noteworthy night for the University of Memphis men's basketball program when Malcolm Dandridge from East High verbally commits to the Tigers. We'll take these one by one. First, Jeff's report, which details that donations connected to season ticket sales are currently at $4.86 million. Penny was hired a little over a month ago.
Wow.
And they have collected donations connected to season ticket sales at the rate of $4.86 million. If you're wondering how that compares to this time last year, good news. I've got the number for you. Oh. This time last year, according to Jeff's reporting, the university was at about $2 million. So, just by introducing Penny Hardaway and letting him be Penny Hardaway and add some recruiting success stories and, you know, smash it from the public relations aspect of the job, they've got an improvement of roughly $2.9 million already. And that is obviously going to increase as the days and weeks and months tick off and we get closer to the start of the season. What makes that number interesting, roughly $2.9 million, is first, it's a big number to a non-Power 5 university. It might not matter at an SEC school or a Big Ten school, but it matters immensely at an American Athletic Conference school. That's real money that they really did need. You know, Dr. Rudd was not lying when he said that, the driving force behind pulling the trigger on Tubby Smith and his staff after just 2 years, when he said it was a money thing,
yeah.
They had a money issue, he was not lying. They cannot afford to miss out on this money that they otherwise would be getting. That if you had a coach in place who, was doing the things that Memphis coaches ought to do, recruit at a high level, connect with the city. There's a certain amount of money that is available via the men's basketball program if you've got a staff in place that provides hope for a fan base.
Right.
If you've got a staff in place that creates a good product, like we've been over a million times, there's a couple of different ways to connect with the fan base, to give them a reason to think you're the right people for the job. You either just got to have a great product on the court, period, or you either got to have whatever product you have on the court, but enough recruiting success to convince them that good things are on the way. Maybe not here right now, but they're on the way. Well, in 2 years at Memphis, with all due respect, Tubby Smith's staff never did either.
No.
They did not have a good product. They had a bad product. A product that didn't even sniff the NIT in either year. And recruiting was going so poorly that there was nothing for the fans to believe in. So season ticket sales dropped last year to 4,115, and that number was going to drop again.
Sure.
Unless you made a coaching change. But when you make the coaching change, that number immediately goes up. And now we have real figures connected to it. You know, for the past month, we've been saying season ticket sales are up. I know friends who just bought season tickets who didn't have them before. I know friends who have made donations who didn't make donations before.
Dr. Rudd had talked about the operators standing by.
I think the one number that was out there was that they had already increased it by $1 million.
Right.
But now we have a specific number. And the increase is $2.9 million above what it was this time last year. And it actually works perfectly when you match it up with what it is they're now paying for over there. Because I think it's well documented that, Tubby Smith had about $10 million left on his contract that had to be fully bought out. But because there was 3 years left on the contract, they could buy it out over 6 years. And it essentially comes out to $1.6 million per year for the next 6 years that the University of Memphis is going to have to pay Tubby Smith. We should all be so lucky.
Right.
Penny signed a contract, 3-year deal.
In the first year, he makes $1.3 million.
Oh.
So if you add that 1.3 on top of Tubby's 1.6, you don't even need your iPhone calculator to see that you get to $2.9 million.
Yep.
Memphis is going to be paying basketball coaches, its current head coach and its former head coach, $2.9 million. As of today, that is the number.
Yeah, they're even.
That's the number that donations have increased year over year thanks to the hiring of Penny Hardaway. In other words, Penny Hardaway, just by being Penny Hardaway,
mm-hmm.
by inspiring a fan base, by giving the community something to believe in, has already paid for himself and for year one of Tubby Smith's buyout already. And it's May 2nd.
Wow.
That's significant.
That's great.
And it is why he was the only sensible hire when you decide to move Tubby Smith for money reasons. Because like I've said before, there are other men who could do this job well. Like Penny Hardaway is not the only person who could succeed at the University of Memphis. It's actually an easy job. Like, you have to really not be good at it
mm-hmm.
to not be good at it. There are certain places in college basketball where if you understand the job you have and you're good, you will win. You know, outside of the Power Five structure, Memphis is certainly one of them. Xavier is one of them.
Yeah.
Gonzaga is one of them. You have to work hard to screw those places up or not work very hard. And then you'll screw those places up. Memphis got screwed up. But again, a lot of people could do the Memphis job well. I've never been the person telling you Penny Hardaway is the only person who can pull Memphis out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who could make Memphis basketball, to borrow a phrase from our president, great again.
Mm.
But there was only one person who could do this, who could inspire so quickly, who could connect, reconnect with the fan base so intensely that they would pull money out of their pocket immediately and get these numbers to where they are today. And that was Penny Hardaway. And we all thought, or at least most of us, mm-hmm. thought that he would be able to do it, that this is the way it would play out. But you never know until it actually plays out. But now we know it has played out that way. Again, it's only May 2nd, and based on the increase in donations connected to the season ticket sales, Penny Hardaway has already paid his salary for this season, and he's already paid year one of Tubby Smith's buyout. We're only 2 days in to the month of May. And part of that is he's just Penny Hardaway.
Sure.
So people want to rally around him. They want to do whatever they can do to be a part of it, to help him succeed. Part of it is because he's been great on television, radio, every time he's spoken. And part of it is recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Flipping Alex Lomax, which was expected. Flipping Tyler Harris, which was less of a guarantee. Going out and securing other players that give them a top 30 class in the country right now. And the number one class in the American Athletic Conference. And then what we're about to see happen tonight, where they will, at some point, accept a commitment from Malcolm Dandridge, the consensus top 150 player at East High School, who has also played for Penny on Team Penny. You know, there are only three prospects in the state of Tennessee in the class of 2019 who qualify as a five-star or a four-star prospect according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings. It's James Wiseman, obviously. He's number one in the country. It's Chandler Lawson. According to 24/7 Sports, he's number 50. And it's Malcolm Dandridge, who is, according to 24/7 Sports, ranked 130th in the class of 2019. That's it. Now, DJ Jeffries is just right across the state line at Olive Branch High.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about prospects in the state of Tennessee who are considered either five stars or four stars, class of 2019, by 24/7 Sports, there's only three. And Memphis is obviously in with all three. They've got obvious connections to all three. Not only do all three go to high school 1.2 miles from the University of Memphis campus, all three have played for the new Memphis coach. Obviously, Wiseman is up in the air because you're fighting with different schools for him. With Malcolm Dandridge, it's, you know, Georgia and schools like Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I've been saying for a few weeks now, the days of Georgia and schools like Georgia or Wichita State or Baylor coming into Memphis and beating Memphis on a kid that Memphis prioritizes, that's not going to happen anymore. Kentucky can still come in because it's Kentucky. Duke can still come in because it's Duke. Kansas can come in because it's Kansas. North Carolina because it's North Carolina. But it would be wise for every school at a level below that top-tier level to not waste much time recruiting a Memphis kid that Memphis prioritizes, because you're not going to be able to get it done. And tonight when Malcolm Dandridge commits to the University of Memphis, that'll just be a reminder of that. Wiseman, you're dealing with Kentucky. That's a different animal.
Sure.
Plus, he's not a Memphis kid. He just happens to play high school basketball in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Lawson, you're dealing with Kansas, and his brothers are at Kansas. So that's a different animal. I don't know if they'll be able to get those two or either one. But I do believe they're going to end up with a top 15 class in America, again, one way or another. And what's refreshing about the approach that they're taking is how drastically different it is from the previous staff. Because we talked about recruiting a lot over the past 2 years, and we'd get into conversations about Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris, and I would always say the same thing. If I were the Memphis staff, I would want Alex Lomax.
Right.
If I were the Memphis staff, I would want Tyler Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But it is insane that Alex Lomax is the number one priority for a program like the University of Memphis.
Right.
That Tyler Harris is the number one priority at the University of Memphis. It tricked some people into thinking if they can get Alex Lomax, then everything will be fine.
Right.
If they can get Tyler Harris, everything will be cool.
Like they were five stars almost.
Like they were five stars almost.
That's how it felt at a certain point.
That ain't how it felt to me.
No.
I mean, I heard other people say it.
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying that was the perception by fans out there because we talked about it so much.
My pushback was always Alex Lomax is a nice player.
Right.
He should be a nice player in your class somewhere.
At Memphis.
But he shouldn't be the number one player in your class.
Right.
Not at Memphis.
That's right.
Tyler Harris is a nice player. You should recruit him.
Right.
You should try to secure a commitment.
Sure.
He should be a player in your class.
Right.
Not the number one player in your class.
Yeah.
With Malcolm Dandridge, he's ranked comparably to where Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris were ranked. Again, somewhere between 100 and 150. And I know that, you know, some have him in the top 100, but I usually use 24/7 Sports Composite because it is a composite ranking.
Sure.
Dandridge is similar to where Lomax and Harris were ranked. But guess what? He's probably going to be the third, the fourth, the fifth best prospect in Memphis's class in 2019. And you can win with those guys, but you have to surround them with the high-end guys, with the five-star guys, with the four-star guys. Everybody likes to point to Villanova and go, Dante DiVincenzo was just a, you know, borderline 150 guy. Phil Booth, just a borderline 150 guy. Eric Pascoe, just a borderline 150 guy. Yeah. But Jalen Brunson was a five-star. Omari Spellman was a five-star. Mikal Bridges became a lottery pick.
Right.
You have to have both.
Mm-hmm.
The previous staff had no ability to ever get both. This staff has the ability to get both, and they're going to get Dandridge here in a few hours. Talk about this a little bit more with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. When we come back, new Grizzlies coach J.B. Bickerstaff. He's going to join me here on the Gary Parish Show.
I'm Fox 13's Merle Purvis, new at 5. You've bought a home after it was inspected, but costly items were missed, and now you're on the hook to pay for them. Fox 13 consumer advisor Clark Howard has a warning about how missing a standard step could cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
I'm Daryl Green. Then at 6, several motor vehicles are stolen when the potential buyers ride away and never come back. Fox 13 shows you the simple steps to protect your property when buying or selling online. Live today, starting at 5. On Fox 13 News.
Fox Tonight on a new empire.
I got something I need to take care of.
Are you all right?
No.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Alfie Woodard joins the cast.
Hey, Mama.
My dear, I have missed you.
On a new empire. Ben. It's a new star with Queen Latifah.
Natalie just got us a huge gig.
It's time to stop being afraid.
All new Empire and Star.
Followed by Fox 13 News at 9.
One of the scariest things that can happen to a guy is that first morning you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you start to realize you're going thin up top. Two out of every three guys are going to start losing their hair by the age of 35. 35! You're still a young dude at that point. You're going to start losing your hair? Then think about it. A year from now, it's all gone. And everybody used to think that as soon as you start losing your hair, that's it. You can't stop it. It's genetics, it's father time, and there's no way you can prevent it. Well, guess what? That's wrong. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Prescription solutions backed by science, written by a doctor, delivered to your door. You don't have to lose the flow. Go to 4hims.com/winner and get started for just $5 while supplies last. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/winner. That's FORHIMS.com/winner. 4hims/winner.
The semi-annual sale has now wrapped up, but that's good news because that means at O'Call they made way for all the new spring offerings. Jeffrey right here from 92.9 FM, ESPN, The Jeff Calkins Show, and more. And I'm here to tell you about all the outstanding spring offerings going on right now at O'Call. Right when you walk in the doors, you can tell that O'Call is ready for spring because they've got all the latest offerings from both Peter Millar and Johnny O. So go check out all the really great button-down selections as well as the lightweight sweaters that they have that are perfect for these spring nights. Also, I've been telling you about them for a while now, but you got to go check out these Brax pants because they are just absolutely outstanding. They function as both a casual item as well as a performance item. You cannot beat them. They're lightweight. They look great. They feel even better. Don't forget the Derby season is right around the corner, and O'Call's got a fantastic selection of sport coats that's going to make you look great for Derby season. O'Call's located at the corner of Poplar and Ridgeway, the Regalia Shopping Center. It's been locally owned and family operated since 1859, so you know that it's a name you can trust. You know this name that cares about you here in Memphis. When sprucing up the wardrobe, do what I do. Shop O'Call.
This is a commercial for Advantage Multi for dogs. Imidacloprid plus moxidectin. That was an elephant. Why is an elephant on a commercial for Advantage Multi? Because an elephant would never forget to give heartworm prevention on the exact same day every month. But you might. Life happens. Fortunately, Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Heartworm prevention given on the same day every 30 days prevents baby worms from growing into foot-long adults that can live in your dog's heart. With Advantage Multi, if you forget and go over 30 days between treatments, just treat immediately and resume your monthly schedule. Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Ask your veterinarian or go to AdvantageMulti.com to learn more. Advantage Multi is available only from a licensed veterinarian. Warning, do not administer this product orally. For the first 30 minutes after application, ensure that dogs cannot lick the product from application sites on themselves or other treated animals. Children should not come in contact with the application sites for 2 hours after application. Do not use Advantage Multi for dogs on cats.
Welcome back, everybody. Predators up 4-0. Pecorine showing no signs of cracking. Hockey's best goaltender refuses to lose. Here's another chance. Breakaway snapshot. Blocked by Pekka. Rebound. Another snapshot. He swats it away easily. Here's yet another try. Pekka spins and catches that behind his back. He's making this look a little too easy.
Chances of scoring on Pecorine?
Not good. Chances of winning Tennessee Cash? Much better. Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Tony's doing very well. Great job, beautiful wife and baby. He even bought me a gold bracelet for Mother's Day. What did Joey give you for Mother's Day, Martha?
A dozen roses and a real problem. He gave me a Happy Mother's Day instant game, and I won $200,000.
Oh?
Do I share it with him?
Oh, no. I think he'd want you to have it.
Make your gift a little more fun with a new Happy Mother's Day instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, mom-celebrating fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Two-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to two Comcast business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Welcome to Moe's!
It's Cinco de Moe's on Saturday, May 5th, and we're about to get a little loco.
Skydiving is awesome!
Okay, maybe that's a little bit too loco.
Taking the tags off my mattress.
I don't think so.
Crowd surfing, rah!
That's a little loco. And on Saturday, May 5th, we're giving away free t-shirts while supplies last. That's just how crazy we are. Let's get a little loco on Cinco de Moe's.
I'm the breadwinner for my family. I realized last year that the job and salary that looked great to me after high school wasn't sufficient for a family of four. I needed a college degree and a flexible schedule. At Christian Brothers University, I not only found lots of options, but I got personal attention from a supportive advisor and caring professors. If you're a working adult that needs to go back to school, check out CBU online at cbu.edu/CAPS or call 901-321-3291. It's the smart choice.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
425 Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Drake wants to fight Kendrick Perkins, and Charles Barkley wants somebody to fight Draymond Green. So the NBA playoffs have turned fun. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here at 5 o'clock, but right now he is the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, formally introduced this afternoon. His name is J.B. Bickerstaff, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
J.B., it's Gary. How you doing?
What's up, Gary? I'm good. How you doing?
Everything's good in my world. First things first, congratulations. I'm really happy for you and excited about the future. I'm curious. I think most of us knew it was headed this direction, but like until it's official, it's official. How do you find out that you are the new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies? Is that something Chris Wallace tells you? Is that something Brett Just tells you? Who delivers that information? Hey, this is done.
Robert Pera reached out to me and said that, you know, he would like to move forward with making me the permanent coach of the team. I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity. And when he reached out, it was an awesome feeling. You go through the year that we went through and, you know, to come out clean on the other side with this opportunity was an amazing feeling for me and my family.
How satisfying was it when, at the exit interviews, when the season's finally over and, you know, Mike and Mark Chandler, there are ways they can answer questions about you where they're nice, but they don't have to be over the top positive. You know, I've heard players, you know, when asked about coaching situations before, say, hey, you know, that's up to the front office and I'm sure they'll make. They didn't do any of that. They said JB deserves to have this job. JB should be our coach. How satisfying was it to hear that from the players with the contracts who matter?
There's a high level of appreciation and a high level of gratitude towards those guys. You build these relationships with guys and, you know, you give your best, but you never ask for anything in return, right? So you don't ask, hey, Mike, you know, what do you think about me? Or Mark, do you like me? You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, for them to say that without being prodded just shows that, you know, that respect is reciprocal. I do have a tremendous amount of respect for these guys, but, you know, for them to go out on the edge, and again, in a situation where, you know, if we won 58 games and we're in the, you know, Western Conference Finals, that's an easy conversation for those guys to have. But for us to go through the situation that we went through and those guys still, you know, have the courage and the confidence to come out and say what they believe and to actually believe in it, you know, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more thankful.
I'm talking to new Grizzlies coach J.B. Bickerstaff here on 92.9 FM ESPN. One of the things Chris Wallace said today, and that has said been said about you previously, is that it was remarkable how you were able to hold the team together through those tough times. Specifically speaking, how were you able to hold that roster together, those players together, going through what you were going through, which was loss after loss after loss?
You know, I think it was clear that the sacrifices that were being made, you know, on both ends, right, from the players' perspective, you know, the coaching staff's perspective, and we were in it together. And there were mutual bonds that were formed where we were just giving one another everything that we had. And, you know, it was returned in kind in any situation that we were in. You know, we never stopped trying to help guys get better. You know, we continued to watch film. We continued to drill. We continued to practice. You know, if guys had personal matters, you know, that we were there to help them through those situations. And, you know, the one way or the two ways that the guys can show that appreciation is, one, they can show up every time you ask them to work, you know, to practice, to film, to study, whatever it may be. And then they just give you 100% effort on the court. So I think, you know, there was this give and take where we were just able to build, you know, respect and reciprocal relationships because, and, you know, one of the things that I think is most important, I think we get lost a ton is, you know, yeah, these guys may be pro athletes. Yeah, they may be built like, you know, Adonises, and they may be, you know, these giant freaks in the, you know, in the real world, but, you know, they're people too. And, you know, I think if you treat them like that and show them that you care more about them as people than you do as them as just basketball players, they're willing to give you more. And, you know, I think we just form those types of relationships between players and staff, and, you know, they were able to buy into something that was greater than their particular circumstance.
I'm talking to new Grizzlies coach J.B. Bickerstaff here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's interesting that you brought up, like, these are basketball players, but they're also people. Basketball coaches are also people. And I say that to say this. You're in Houston from 2011 to 2016. Then you're in Memphis the past 2 years. And at least theoretically, you could have been in a situation where you had to move again. You've got a wife. You've got young children. You've got a family. You're a famous person with a public job, but you have a family, same way I have a family. And bouncing around the country for a career isn't ideal anytime, but especially when you have young children. Is there a sense of relief, like, that this is done and now home is home? I know this stuff is never permanent, but you know, home is home. The same home you had last week is going to be a home next week.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that, you know, unnerving feeling when it comes to, you know, things being up in the air. And it can come, you know, one of two ways. I've obviously been in situations where I've interviewed for head coaching jobs. And, you know, you got to wait 2 weeks to go through the process and figure that out. I've been in situations where the head coach has been, you know, fired, and then you're waiting to figure out if you're going to stick around or what's the next move for you. So it's, you know, it's kind of a negative and positive situations, but, you know, certainty is, you know, key for all of us. You know, my kids and my wife, you know, they love it here in Memphis. You know, we had no idea what to expect coming here. Obviously, you know, when we come to town, we see Beale Street, we see the Westin, and we see FedEx Forum. Right. You know, outside of that, we never got an opportunity to see, you know, what Memphis had to offer. So, you know, my wife pretty much, you know, packed the kids up and moved here sight unseen. And, you know, we took that leap of faith, and they fell in love with the city and their school and made great friends. And so it's one of those situations, you know, when you have kids and, you know, now they're at an age where they understand what moving and loss of friendship truly means. You know, the most important thing that we can do as parents is try to give them some certainty and some sort of consistency, and not try to, you know, involve them in the madness and the chaos that is our life as much as we possibly can. And, you know, being able to, you know, say, hey, you know, you guys get to go back to the same school next year with the same friends, you know, just as a parent is an awesome thing to be able to give your kids.
I'm talking to J.B. Bickerstaff here on 92.9 FM ESPN, new Grizzlies coach, formerly introduced earlier today. Getting back to basketball, Chris Wallace said today that you are going to be involved in the draft process. I know not all coaches are, and some coaches don't want to be. Is that something you want to be an active part of, like trying to figure out, you know, who is going to presumably be a big part of your team next year because you're picking in the top five guarantee?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I want to be a part of. You know, to me and my experience and, you know, as I study or other, you know, successful organizations, you know, front office and coaching staff, they have a partnership and they have a shared vision. And if you don't have communications and if you don't have hard conversations, you know, that vision is never laid out and that plan is never clear. And that's how you bounce back and forth. And that's how, you know, that contention happens between front offices and coaching staffs. It's, you know, well, I wasn't involved in that decision. You know, that's the decision they wanted to make. So, you know, to be a part of it, and you don't always agree.
Right.
But, you know, you feel included, you feel involved as long as you get to give your opinion and your opinion is, you know, seriously explored. Then, you know, when you leave that room, whatever the group decides, everybody had an opportunity to, you know, prove their point, so to speak. And, you know, if your point happens to win that day, then everybody in the room, you know, has been shifted because of the argument that you made. You move forward in that direction. If someone else makes a clear argument as to why we can improve, which is the most important thing, when you leave that room, you're on board, and that's the way organizations work, and that's how I think, you know, teams have the most success.
I'm wrapping up here with new Grizzlies coach J.B. Bickerstaff on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, a little off topic, but I'm curious. Would Drake have any chance of beating up Kendrick Perkins?
Not in a fist fight.
I didn't think,
you know,
so
I
either.
About, yeah, I don't know if he got a, you know, a crew of his boys. You know, maybe he's got a shot at it, but in a one-on-one, I'm taking Kendrick Perkins away.
JB, congratulations. Thanks for carving out a few minutes, and I'll see you real soon.
No problem. I appreciate you.
All right, take care. That's JB Bickerstaff, new head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm glad that he mentioned, you know, basketball players are people, because
sure,
there is something.
The family aspect and all the real stuff.
I'm always fascinated by that,
yeah,
with, because I've talked to enough coaches who, when they change jobs, yeah, they're millionaires.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have, when they have to move city to city, they don't have a lot of the worries that most people have. Like, oh God, I've got to sell my house. Well,
right,
like, you can probably afford to float both houses for a little while, given that you're making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So their issues aren't quite as complicated as a quote unquote normal person's issues might be. But, you know, when your family is following you,
right,
around this country as you pursue your dreams, you know, it means your wife is in a new place that she otherwise would not live.
Wouldn't be there.
And she gets there and she makes friends, and then boom, you got to go.
Right.
Your kids are in a new school, and then boom, 2 years later, they're in another new school in another new city, having to meet all new friends. And I think it can be easier when they're super young, but like JB said, his kids are now at the age where they know who their friends are,
mm-hmm,
and they'll miss them if they had to. So when, you know, if they had to move. So when this,
sure,
became official, like that was something that popped in my head. Like, they don't have to change schools, change,
yeah,
communities, change homes. Like that, you know.
It's a real thing that we don't think about a lot.
It's a real thing that a lot of people don't think about a lot.
Right.
You just think, hey, this coach is changing jobs and he'll
be fine. He's a millionaire.
And he will be fine.
Right.
And he is a millionaire. But, you know, it's not always the easiest life for kids.
Mm-hmm.
For kids whose parents have these careers where they often bounce around. Where it's really tough is like the assistant coaching community,
yeah,
in college basketball. I mean, there are guys who but they're 2 years here, 2 years there, 3 years there,
sure.
4 years there, boom, bouncing around. And these kids end up in six different cities mm-hmm. by the time they graduate high school, in six different schools, six different sets of friends, sure. constantly losing friends and then making new ones. And you know, kids are pretty resilient,
sure,
but that can be tough. Yeah. And I know men who have actually not taken jobs that they otherwise would have taken because they said, I can't do it to my kid.
Yeah.
I know one coach who was ready to take a job and didn't primarily, if not exclusively, because his kid was getting ready to be a senior in high school.
Mm.
And his kid, those you know, they'd been at the same place 6-7 years. The kid had made all these friends from middle school on. He was like, I can't move my kid.
Right.
Like, I just can't. Like, if my kid didn't exist, or if my kid was a year older off to college,
mm-hmm.
I would take the job. But I can't take the job and move my child. So that is something that these people end up having to consider. And it must be a relief when it's not something you have to consider at this moment because you're J.B. Bickerstaff and you just got named the permanent head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, your interim tag removed. We come back, like I mentioned to J.B., Drake wants to fight Kendrick Perkins, but that seems dumb. We're going to talk NBA playoffs in the next segment.
It's pennies from heaven.
I couldn't have dreamed anything any better.
100,000 pennies. Beginning Monday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. at the top of every hour weekday. Win $1,000. A grand, if you will. Or more specifically, in Memphis, 100,000 pennies.
The Penny Payoff
on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo and save at the Kroger 4-day sale. Through Saturday, stock up on everything you need for a great party. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Deciding whether to buy new or used compact equipment. Getting that part today, not tomorrow. The right math to make the financing work. No matter what your size, growing your operation isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. With the right support, it all adds up. Your work is personal to you. As your CAT dealer, we feel the same. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Get 0% for 60 months on compact equipment at Thompson Machinery. Now with a standard 2-year warranty. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name is Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Heisaw, Keller Williams Realty. A whole bunch of you have heard me talking about Josh over the years. One such person is Jim. He had a home out in Tipton County, needed to sell it. Listed it with Josh Heisaw. They agreed on a price. He got a full cash offer. It only took 2 days. Did it with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh Heisaw will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the guy I would use, Josh Hysall, 461-8147. That's 461-8147. Go check the website, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
As a leader in the treatment of erectile dysfunction, the Memphis Men's Clinic is proud to introduce Wave Therapy, the newest, most advanced treatment for erectile dysfunction. Wave Therapy is a breakthrough that uses the power of sonic waves to address the root cause of most men's ED by activating a man's own natural healing agents to increase blood flow through the creation of new blood vessels. And new blood flow leads to long-term improved male performance. Call today to learn how Wave Therapy can help you gain improved performance without drugs or surgery. And for a limited time, you can schedule an appointment for only $99. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic at 901-443-0304 to make an appointment and take advantage of our $99 office visit special. Just $99 to meet with the licensed physicians and all-male staff that make the Memphis Men's Clinic the leading provider of ED treatment in the area. The Memphis Men's Clinic, 901-443-0304. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah. You already know when I get in that mode, it's over.
Yeah. Can I be real? Can I vent?
What?
I got some trying to test my gangster like I ain't built for this.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679. If you're in the market for a computer, whether it's a new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road desktop, tablet, notebook, whatever you're after, you can get it at Cooper Systems. And odds are you're going to be able to find something that's better suited for you, that's got everything you need, but none of the stuff you don't need, you'll never use. And that means you're going to have a better price because you're not paying for stuff you will never use. Yeah, if you are into e-gaming, you might need to spend $2,000-$3,000 on a computer. But if all you're doing is watching YouTube videos and looking at your ex on Facebook, you don't need to spend that kind of money on a computer. You can get a Dell laptop for just $299. They got desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. You can get a MacBook Air for as low as $599. That's at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. So if you need a computer or you know somebody who needs a computer, you call Lee and Lauren Cooper. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com.
It's official, Gary. It's already happened.
What is official,
Malcolm
Brad?
Dandridge.
Yes, Malcolm Dandridge, the East High standout, has verbally committed to the University of Memphis. He becomes Penny Hardaway's first prospect in the class of 2019. He is ranked 130th 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings, which means he is the fourth top 150 player to commit to Penny Hardaway in either the class of 2018 or 19. In basically the first 6 weeks on the job.
It's incredible.
In 2 years on the job,
great.
The previous staff took one commitment from a consensus top 150 player and never actually enrolled him.
No.
But, and that kid, by the way, Myron Jones, committed today to Penn State.
Oh, okay.
So they got one in 2 years. Penny got four in like 6 weeks. So we're going to get back into Memphis basketball with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So yesterday when we were sitting here in the studio, Brad, you weren't here. Bennett Doyle was here.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Bennett Doyle for being here.
Thanks to Bennett.
Shouts to Bennett.
Get it?
But we were discussing game one, Cavaliers-Raptors, and one of the things I explained to Bennett was that I could see this like not being a great spot for Cleveland for two reasons. A, they're just coming off a seven-game series. They just had that emotional game on Sunday. Can you get back up so quickly?
Oh.
That's what she said.
And then secondly, LeBron doesn't seem to put a great amount of urgency on, like, game ones. You know, he's like, hey, it's one game. They got to beat us four times. I'll worry about it when they beat us four times. Whereas this was going to be the biggest game of the Raptors season to date. They've been working all season for this, to have home court advantage over LeBron and the Cavaliers. So it just set up like a bad spot for Cleveland. And it looked after one quarter like it was a bad spot for Cleveland. Yeah. Like after the first quarter, I was sitting there going, man, I had that pegged just about perfectly.
Yeah.
It was 33-19 Toronto. But then the Cavaliers got going and the Raptors just fell apart down the stretch. I think they missed 17 of their last 20 shots.
And they were like tip-ins, like get the ball in the hole, y'all.
And Cleveland ends up winning 113-112 to take a 1-0 series lead and flip the series to make it where the Cavs are now the favorite in Vegas to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. This one was tough for me because you know how much I love the King.
And hey, respect your King.
Respect your King.
You had a movement because of it.
Respect your King.
Respect your King. That's all you ask.
It, like, just like stop it. Stop it with all the nonsense.
Right.
Respect your King.
Respect your King.
So, on one hand, the King getting a triple-double.
Yeah.
But I hated the way it happened.
Yeah, it was tough.
Because LeBron's my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite person.
Yeah.
Is Fred VanVleet.
I know. And people were bagging on VanVleet.
I love VanVleet. I really genuinely liked him as a person.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the best dudes that I've gotten to know covering college basketball over the past 12, 13, however many years I've been doing it for CBS Sports.
I saw you on Twitter working those two into the same tweet, and it was pretty remarkable that we have Fred VanVleet in the same tweet with LeBron James in the same type of setting. That's a little remarkable.
They're both goats in their own way.
Okay.
But I love...
So, yeah,
like, I like when Toronto is in town, I'll try to go to that game just to say what's up to Fred. I like him that much.
Yeah.
And so he had an opportunity to win it in regulation and just missed the shot.
Oh, boy.
And then he had an opportunity to win it in overtime and he just missed the shot.
Don't they have DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry on that team?
Yeah.
For those spots?
Yeah. And as much as I like Fred, like, he probably shouldn't be taking those shots because you know what else it reminded me of?
What?
Like, his last game in college was against Kentucky in that classic 1-8 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a shot at the end of regulation that would have won it. Another three-pointer. So, like, there's three significant three-pointers in the final seconds of Fred VanVleet's life so far. One against Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, misses it, last game of his college career. Then he had one at the end of regulation last night, one at the end of overtime last night. So I felt... I wanted Cleveland to win, but I felt sick for Fred.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even be,
You're conflicted.
I couldn't get real excited on Twitter or even privately in the comforts of my own home because I felt sick for Fred. So what I want going forward is for Fred to make big shots, but I'm still Team King James. I can't change that.
Story number two.
So after the game.
Yeah.
During the game, but then it escalated after the game. We had a issue between Drake.
Yeah.
You might know him. He's the famous rapper from Toronto.
He's the head Raptors fan.
And the number one Raptors fan.
Yeah.
And Kendrick Perkins, who is basically just like an insurance policy in case somebody gets hurt for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I forgot he was on the team.
So Perk's in a suit. Drake's dressed like Drake.
Yeah.
And Drake's talking crazy to him. Like, and finally Perk's like, yo, man. And then Drake, you would think,
right?
At least I would think, like, okay, we're at a basketball arena. Mm-hmm. Whether it's right or wrong, reasonable or unreasonable, like, it kind of is common practice for fans to, like, yell at players and say crazy stuff to players.
You've pointed this out before, how weird it is.
It is a weird dynamic, but it is very
normal.
It's
so bizarre. Like, feet away from somebody cursing and going at them.
So you would think that if you're Drake, you mouth into Kendrick Perkins.
Right.
And as long as Kendrick Perkins is just mouthing back or ignoring you, it's fine. But when Kendrick Perkins actually, like, stands up to you, you would think at that point, given he's a foot taller than you and, like, 100 pounds heavier than you,
you'd
be like, okay, time to back off a little bit.
Back down time.
Drake, on the other hand, not only did he not back down, he challenged Kendrick Perkins to a fist fight.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, because...
The heck is wrong with him?
Because there's a lot of things I would challenge Kendrick Perkins to.
Yeah.
But a fist fight is not one of them.
No.
And I'm not even trying to tell you Kendrick Perkins is the toughest man in the world.
No.
I'm just trying to tell you he's a way bigger man than Drake.
Yes.
And though I recognize David and Goliath is a story that people tell, the reason it is a story that resonates the way it does, as I told Jason and John earlier today, is because it was so unlikely.
It's such a bizarre...
The little guy ain't supposed to beat No. Goliath.
No.
And in this scenario, Kendrick Perkins is quite clearly Goliath.
Yes.
And so on a very basic level, it's like, Drake, what are you doing? Are you trying to die?
Yeah. I mean, even Jose Calderon was trying to talk him off the ledge, man. Like, yo, back off.
Are you trying to die, Drake?
That's a bad idea.
Like, I just got through watching Unsolved, the murders of Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
And that was a devastating year back in 1996 where we lost
two
hip-hop giants in a span of a few months. Yes, moment of silence.
Moment of silence for Biggie.
Pac and Biggie.
Yep.
And that was supposed to be a wake-up call for the hip-hop community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, we cannot lose our stars to senseless violence. And now we got Drake trying to get murdered by Kendrick Perkins.
I can't believe
this. Trying to go out like Tupac and Biggie.
So didn't he get into it with, like, Meek Mill, too? Or this is a lot different, though. A lot different.
Meek Mill looks like me.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
You can get into it.
He's about your size.
You can get into it with Meek Mill.
Yeah.
You can't get into it with Kendrick Perkins. He's a giant.
Yeah, he is a giant.
Are you trying to die like Tupac and Biggie? Are you trying to be the next great rap superstar to have your life end prematurely?
Mm.
And so, like, on a very basic level, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Secondly, if you want to get serious for a second.
Please.
You can't have fans challenging players to fights.
No.
Which is like, what happened? He goes down in the back of the arena, is peeking through a curtain, trying to challenge Kendrick Perkins to a fight. So, like, it's hilarious, and I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Raptors probably got to do something about that. You can't, like, if that weren't Drake.
Sure.
Think if that was just a rich white guy.
Man, right.
Like,
which happens, by the way, Utah, it was Westbrook was pointing out that people were...
yeah, but that guy was just saying crazy stuff. Right. He wasn't actually following Russell Westbrook into the tunnel to try to fist fight
him. That's right.
That's what Drake was reportedly doing last night. So, I hope they actually fist fight. I'm for it.
That'd be fun.
But if you're the Raptors, like, you can't let your... Like, forget that it's Drake.
Right.
You can't let one of your fans go into a tunnel trying to threaten the other team's players and challenge them to a fist fight. Like, that's kind of bananas. Although, again, I love it. I'm for it. I hope it happens again.
Story number three.
Warriors-Pelicans played a game last night that
Look at this. Pelican play. Come on, Pelican.
Yeah, I slept through pretty much the whole thing.
Me too.
And I thought that Golden State would just run them off the court, step back, Oracle Arena, and they didn't. I mean, New Orleans was up early. Yeah. But Golden State ultimately wins 121-116, so they get the win but not the cover.
Yep.
The story, of course, Steph Curry playing his first game.
Still pulling from like 10 feet behind the arc and doing stuff.
His first game since basically middle of March, only the second time he's played since March 3rd.
And
I didn't know what to expect, but he came out shooting. He was 8 of 15 in 27 minutes, had 28 points, came off the bench. And so it's just a reminder that, you know, they are good enough to get by just about anybody without Steph Curry. But with Steph Curry, I don't care who the one seed is or the two seed is, with Steph Curry and Steph Curry making shots like that, the Warriors are going to be the favorite to win this championship again. It would be three inside of a four-year period. And either way, with Ricky Rubio banged up on the Utah side and New Orleans just not being Golden State, I couldn't be less interested in the Western Conference semifinals. Like, I'm incredibly interested in what's going on in the East. Because I think Toronto's got like a mental LeBron problem.
Yep.
I don't think that series is over, and who knows what happens in Boston, Philadelphia. So I'm intrigued by both the Eastern Conference semifinals, but in the West, it's just like, let's do it in four, let's do it in five, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be Houston, Golden State.
My favorite story on that East is this Brad Stevens thing, because the guy legit might be a coaching savant. Like, he's amazing. That whole story is my favorite one.
Brad Stevens is amazing. I'll agree with you on that.
Story number four.
After this game,
yes,
Draymond Green is asked to respond to Charles Barkley's on-television comments that he wishes somebody would punch Draymond Green. In fact, the quote on TNT was Charles Barkley saying, "I just want somebody to punch him in the face."
That's probably something he shouldn't say, don't you think?
Charles can get away with saying just about anything.
True.
That's why he's Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
If somebody else said that, it might be an issue.
Yeah.
Like, if I were on CBS talking about, I don't know, we've got a Villanova game on, and I say, I just wish somebody would punch Jalen Brunson in the face, I might actually get in trouble over
that. Yeah, sure.
I don't think Charles Barkley will get in trouble over that. But It's not something most studio analysts would say.
No.
But it is something Charles Barkley can say. But where this all gets twisted up is people are saying Charles said something he didn't actually say.
Right.
Because it gets turned into like Draymond Green saying, Charles sees me all the time. If he wants to punch me in the face, he can come punch me in the face. He's never done it before. If he wants to, I'm here. I'm not hard to find. Otherwise, shut up. Right. You go back to the original quote. Charles didn't say, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just want somebody to punch Draymond Green in the face.
Huh.
So that's slightly different.
Perhaps
different without distinction.
It is encouraging violence, though, Gary, in fairness.
It is encouraging violence. But it is funny that Draymond would be the one to be bothered by this.
Right.
Because here's the truth, and this isn't a point unique to me. I've seen several people make it over the past 24 hours. Like, someday when Draymond Green retires and Charles retires, Draymond can slide right into that chair.
Oh, yeah.
And be Charles Barkley.
Sure they
like
sure
he,
can.
If you were trying to...
They're the same person.
If you were trying to identify the current player most likely to say the types of things Charles Barkley says on television... when he retires, you would probably identify Draymond Green. So I bet Charles and Draymond are more alike than they are.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.